Good morning and a very warm welcome to every single one of you to our Remembrance Service 2019. On the back of the order of service, there's quite a lot of intimations. I would encourage you to read them. There's a lot going on as we approach Advent and then Christmas. Next Sunday, the Christmas lights will be switched on just at the front of the church here at approximately 4:30. And earlier that day, from 12:30 till 3:30, we'll have Santa's Grotto down in the main hall, and tea and coffee will be available as well as Santa. And then at 3:30, we will have a short service here in church before the big switch on of the lights. And we're delighted that Mr. Ian Thompson will have the honor of switching on the Christmas lights this year. Harvest Thanksgiving, which was a couple of weeks ago, we raised £221.62 for the Embrace the Middle East project in Egypt. Last Sunday, Super Sunday, we raised £233.55 for the Church of Scotland's HIV programme. The next event is our Christmas fair on Saturday the 30th of November at 10 a.m. I think all the other intimations are as printed. We are here to remember and to worship God. God is love. We can only love one another because God first loved us, and his perfect love drives out all fear. And God sees us all as gorgeous. Let's begin our service with a few verses from Psalm 9. I will say the first verse, and the congregation will, from the screen, read the second and alternate verses. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the peoples with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Amen. Let's stand now, those who are able, and sing our first hymn, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. The words will be on the screen, and in the hymn books, it's number 167. Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Please sit down. Let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, you forget nothing. All the days and events which have been lived were done so under your ever-loving and all-seeing eye. You have journeyed with us and with our forebears. And so, while we must take the time to consciously remember, you do so without forgetting a moment that has been. We give thanks this day for your faithfulness to your people in every land and age, for your presence with them in the dark days that they have faced. And we come to praise you that no matter what challenge lies before us, you have promised to be with us. We acknowledge now that we have not walked the paths that lead to peace. We have hated our neighbors. We have kept hold of the prejudices and assumptions that belittle others and cause division. In our thoughts, words, and actions, we have been selfish and unfeeling to the needs of others. When we have seen injustice in action, we have been silent. Rather than being peacemakers, we have erred against one another and against you. Help us, O Lord, to be the people you have called us to be. Forgive us for our sins, which we confess before you, trusting in your mercy and compassion. Eternal God, your mercy renews and refreshes us. We give you thanks and praise that we are a new people, entrusted to bring peace, a peace that passes all understanding, your peace to everyone we encounter. Bless us as we carry out this holy purpose and task. Send your Holy Spirit to be upon us as together we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our next hymn is Courage, Brother, Do Not Stumble. It's number 513 in the hymn books and again will be on the screen. Hymn 513, Courage, Brother, Do Not Stumble.
Thank you.
I'll now invite Ruby to come forward and read from the Bible for us. Our reading today comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting at verse 13 and reading on to chapter 3 and verse 5.
But we also to thank God for you, brothers and sisters loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruit to be saved through the sacrificing work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord may be spread rapidly and be honored, just as it with you. And pray that we may be delighted from wicked and evil people. For not everyone has faith, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your heart into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Amen.
Amen, and may God add his blessing to this reading from his holy word. And thank you, Ruby. Our hymn before the sermon is number 515, Soldiers of Christ Arise, number 515 in the hymn books. Let us pray. Lord, may the questions on our lips and the wonderings of our hearts lead us to a deeper trust in you, our maker, mender, and muse. Amen. Stand firm in silence and peace. The first two-minute silence in Britain was held on the 11th of November 1919, When King George V asked the public to observe a silence at 11 a.m., that's exactly 100 years ago tomorrow morning. That very first two-minute silence was 1 year after the end of World War I. King George V made the request so, as he wrote, "The thoughts of everyone may be concentrated on reverent remembrance of the glorious dead." There is something very powerful about silence, especially when a large group of people are standing together, standing firm in silence and peace, as we did up at the cenotaph. I wonder what you heard in that two-minute silence. I heard the traffic. I heard birds singing. I heard people rustling. Because 2 minutes seems a really long time to be silent in this busy, noisy world of ours. But silence is powerful. I remember very clearly taking part in a march for peace in Aberdeen a good few years ago. There were people of many different faiths and of no faith, all walking together with candles, expressing our desire for peace. We all gathered around outside Marks and Spencer's, and the local imam was invited to lead us all in prayer. This wise and humble man said this: "Let us pray in silence, for too often it is words that cause division." Standing firm is really difficult when we stand alone, but when there is a group standing together, it becomes so much easier. We're going to watch in a moment a short video produced by the British Legion, which tells of how we can remember together those who stood firm together during World War II.
I think the cooperation of the Commonwealth to start with were absolutely vital.
My grandfather was part of the Polish Armed Forces.
My grandfather, Major Dunbar Groom, joined the British Army as a Gurkha.
My mother, Violette, was a secret agent in occupied France. She wanted to do her bit to ensure that we remained in freedom.
My role as a JEDBRA was to parachute behind enemy lines. We relied on French intelligence. Without their collaboration, my job would have been pretty well impossible.
It's so important to reflect on the collaboration of all the different nations in World War II, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia.
The Polish Army played a massive role in the Battle of Monte Cassino, and therefore liberating Italy. My grandfather was a poet and a musician. His instruments are still with me today.
The lesson that I carry from my grandfather is one of duty, service, and honor. As a proud Gurkha, it was an honor for him to join the British Army.
We join hands with the Commonwealth and our allies
and their descendants living in the UK to remember together
the role they have played in defense of our democracy and freedoms.
It's important that people remember
those sacrifices, and the generations should be remembered.
England alone could not protect our freedoms.
Without them, we wouldn't be here today.
Come together.
Join together.
Remember together.
As Ruby read for us, "We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters loved by the Lord. Today we give thanks for everyone who gave their lives, their health, or their freedom, so that we might live in peace. We thank God for them all, whatever nationality or belief, all who stood firm together with us, for us. The reading goes on. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. What are those teachings, you may ask? Well, I believe that the teachings of the Bible can be summed up in two commandments. And Jesus himself said that all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. The first is love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And this Jesus described as the first and greatest commandment. And the second is love your neighbor as yourself. Imagine for a moment if we all spent more time trying to obey these two simple commandments, simple but so difficult to live. If we spent a little bit of time standing firm together in silence and peace. If we looked at what we have in common with our neighbors instead of our differences. And if we stopped arguing over words. I've practiced meditation for over 30 years. I began, and this may shock some of you, by learning yoga meditation at a time when I never went near a church. But it was through that yoga meditation that I started to fall in love with Jesus. And that led me back to church. Now I both practice twice a day, every day, Christian meditation, and we'll also teach it. We've had a small course here and we have a small group meeting regularly. And I'd like to read now just a little extract of yesterday's teaching from John Main, the leader of the World Community of Christian Meditators. This is what he wrote. The marvel of the Christian revelation is that God is love. And that is what our meditation is about. Getting in touch with that basic energy flowing in the depths of our own heart, our own being, the energy who is God, who is love. This is an astonishing truth. That's from John Main's book, Door to Silence. Now, our world is not an easy place to live. With political unrest both in this country and throughout the world, with our climate changing in alarming ways, just look at the floods in Yorkshire, with little or no job security for anyone, and with our National Health Service stretched to breaking point. So as we remember today those who have given their lives so that we can live in peace, perhaps sometimes we might wonder, is this it? Is this the peace that was sought after? Or does God offer more? I want to encourage everyone today to accept the words of the prayer in the reading. I'll read them for you. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good word and deed. I said I wouldn't use too many words, but I hope you can stand a few more words, because I'd like to share with you now the prayer that we read after every time of silence at our Christian meditation meetings, And I believe this prayer applies equally well to our church. May this community be a true spiritual home for the seeker, a friend for the lonely, a guide for the confused. May those who pray here be strengthened by the Holy Spirit to serve all who come and to receive them as Christ himself. In the silence of this place, may all the suffering, violence, and confusion of the world encounter the power, God's power, that will console, renew, and uplift the human spirit. May this silence be a power to open the hearts of men and women to the vision of God and so to each other in love and peace, justice and human dignity. May the beauty of the divine life fill this community and the hearts of all who pray here with joyful hope. May all who come here, weighed down by the problems of humanity, leave giving thanks for the wonder of human life. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. As we now continue our worship with the giving of our offerings, as a church, we like to display God's unconditional love. So as well as the plates coming round to receive an offering, if you wish to give, we are also coming round and giving you all a prayer. We do this every Sunday. Let us pray. Loving, living God, we have so much to be grateful to you for. We live in a civilized country. We live in peace. We have the ability to come together today for our act of remembrance, to remember all those who have given of their life and their health for our peace. Yet, Lord, we know that you offer more. So we ask you now to accept these, our offerings, along with our prayers, our worship, and our lives. And Lord, we ask that you use them to spread the good news of your love throughout forth and further afield. In Jesus' name and for his sake, amen. Come and find the quiet center in the crowded life we lead is our next hymn, number 716, sung to a lovely Scottish song, a Lewis folk melody. Number 716 in the hymn book. And just as Robert comes forward to lead us in prayer, can I also highlight one other intimation, which is there will be an opportunity for anyone to come and find the quiet center in the crowded life we lead. We're holding an Advent supper on Sunday, the 1st of December at 6 o'clock in the small hall. This will be a simple three-course meal interspersed with readings and silence, a time literally to come and find the quiet center in the busyness of Christmas. There's a sign-up sheet at the back of the church. There are also Advent study books and a sign-up sheet for anyone who would like to take part in an Advent study. Thank you, Robert.
Let us come before the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. God of peace, on this day of solemn remembrance and prayerful witness, we call to mind the courage, self-sacrifice, and sense of duty of those men and women who have given so much in the service of others. We remember the lives lost and the grieving families left behind. We remember those who lost limbs or reason or sense of self. and we pray for your comfort for all who have seen the realities and dangers of war. Ease the pain of those who grieve, and bring renewal to those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. We pray for your blessing on the members of our armed forces and their families. May they remain safe as they carry out their duties in the face of many kinds of danger, and give them the wisdom and courage they need as they work for peace and justice. We remember those who suffer today as a result of war and conflict in so many parts of our world. Families torn apart, homes destroyed, communities scattered, people forced from home and seeking safety and refuge in foreign lands. We pray for those lands where neighbours are now enemies, where brothers and sisters have picked up weapons against each other. And we pray that you will bring reconciliation and peace. And we give thanks for those places where the seeds of peace are growing. And we pray for those who have never known war. May this long continue. Grant that all who love peace will make choices that lead to harmony and reconciliation. We pray for the Queen and her ministers, both in Westminster and Holyrood. May they have the wisdom needed for the fulfilment of their duties, and may they work towards making our world a place of safety for all. Give your church in all its branches and varieties the courage and passion to speak for the voiceless. Save us from complacency and inspire us to follow Jesus this day and every day. In this time of silence, we bring to you those people and situations that weigh heavily on our hearts, thinking especially of the family and friends of Margaret Mackey and Christine Galbraith as they come to terms with their loss this week. All this we pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Thank you, Robert. Our closing hymn is a lovely, uplifting one that I think speaks of the faith that I follow. We sing a love that sets all people free. Come, living love, live in our hearts today. Come, caring love, live in our hearts today. Come, strengthening love, live in our hearts today. And on for pilgrim love and radiant love as well. Let's stand and sing hymn 622. We sing a love that sets all people free. So as we go back out into the world, let us always try to stand firm in the silence and the peace and know God's love for each and every one of us. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest and remain upon us today and forevermore. Please remain standing while we sing God Save the Queen. Please remain standing as the colours leave the church and then as the Bible leaves the church.